the corpus cavernosum in the penis of man and animals is full of nitrogenic nerves. And if you do an immunohistochemistry for nitric oxide synthase, for NOS, those nerves lit up, showing that nitric oxide is produced in large quantities in the innervation of the penis. And it is now clear that the adaptation of the penis, the erection of the penis, which involves a significant dilation in the corpus cavernosum, is due precisely to the release of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide, as you know, acts on the soluble guanylate cyclase, increases cyclic GMP. That cyclic GMP is destroyed by an enzyme called phosphodiesterase. The compound, which is now so famous, Viagra or sildenafil from Pfizer, what it does is to inhibit the breakdown of cyclic GMP. So the nitric oxide comes, cyclic GMP is formed, and by inhibiting its breakdown, you enhance the action of nitric oxide. So in erectile dysfunction, where there is a reduction of nitric oxide production, this will exaggerate the effect of the little NO which is produced. So that's the explanation.